Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on how to receive God's best was recorded at our 2011 Houston Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
You know, in the physical realm, there are people that sit here and you treat your body wrong. You never eat, you never exercise, you aren't honoring your parents, you don't have joy, you are depressed and discouraged, which people today think, well, I have no control over that. You have absolute control over it. If you're depressed, you chose to be depressed. I can feel the darts coming my way right now, but it's absolutely true. It's absolutely true. And anyway, there's people that, well, I just can't help it. And you're sitting here and you've got depression going. You got inactivity, bad food. You're overweight, which I'm not condemning anybody who's overweight. I'm overweight. A little bit of sin is not better than a lot of sin. I'm not mad at myself. I'm not mad at you. But I'm saying you are violating natural laws. And then when something goes wrong, you just pray for a miracle. That's not how God wants to do it. You know, I carry feed sacks all of the time, and they're like 50 pounds apiece. If I was 100 pounds overweight, that's like putting two feed sacks strapped to my middle. And if I could tie two feed sacks to my middle, and if I carried two feed sacks around, and then when I slept, I had these feed sacks on top of me, and every time I rolled over, I had to flip over, and you know what? I'd probably have back problems. And if you came up to me for prayer and if you had two feed sacks strapped around you, I'd pray for a miracle, but you know what I'd do? I'd say, take those sacks off and it'll help. I'd cut the sacks off and then I'd pray for you and ask God for mercy and start you with the miracle, and from now on I'm going to do it right. But people ignore this and then they just are so put out about, why isn't God healing me? God has blessed you, but there are some natural laws that you have to cooperate with to be able to walk in the blessings of God. You got to take care of yourself. And if you're one that's just going to, you're going to believe God for a healing, and yet you're 100 pounds overweight, and you aren't going to have any heart problems, and you aren't going to have any high blood pressure problems, and you aren't going to have any joint problems, well, then you're going to be a person who lives from miracle to miracle, and you're going to have crisis, and you're going to have a lot of problems before you see that miracle come to pass. Thank you, Pastor Bobby Ray. I know people don't care to hear this, but it's the truth. I tell you, there's some things that we have to do to cooperate with the things of God. It's not earning God's healing power or anything like that. It's just that there are natural laws. There are things that you do. If you want a crop to grow, you can't just pray over the ground. I actually had one guy in my Bible study who got born again, was so turned on to the Lord that he was on the full gospel businessman circuit teaching, and he didn't have time to plant his wheat crop. And out in southern Colorado, they count their acreage in sections. They don't count acres, they count sections. He had 25 sections of land, 640 acres per section. He waited until 1 week before the wheat harvest. Everybody else's wheat was already up and beginning to turn. And since he had been out preaching the gospel, he just figured God would take care of him, and he went and borrowed $500,000 worth of wheat seed and planted it all 1 week before harvest and expected a miracle. And guess what? He lost it all. His wheat didn't come up, and he was $500,000 in debt. And people think, well, you can't do that. This is what people do all the time in the natural realm. They sow to their flesh. They give Satan an inroad at them. And then when the train wreck happens, God, I'm believing you for a miracle. That's not how it works. There are some things you need to learn to cooperate with. And, you know, I'm not going to talk about all the physical things because we have, that's all that the world talks about. But there are spiritual laws about sowing and reaping. For instance, giving is a part of your prosperity. The Lord says, honor the Lord. The Bible says, honor the Lord with the first fruits of your increase. So shall your barns be filled with plenty, and your presses will burst out with new wine. Proverbs chapter 11. And if you aren't giving, then you can say what you want to, but you aren't honoring the Lord. Oh, well, I honor the Lord, but I just don't have anything left. If you really honored the Lord, if you believed His promise, Luke 6:38, give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give into your bosom. If you really believe that, you would honor Him by doing that if you had to quit eating to pay your tithes and to give. And some people are like, oh, no, that's not right. Yeah, it is right. You know, if I had the resources, I don't have the resources, I'm still growing. But if I had the resources to guarantee that any person who gives me $100, I'll give you back $10,000. That's a hundredfold return. And if I promised you that, and if I had the resources to do it, you would be foolish not to give. If it was going to produce a hundredfold return. Even if you didn't have it, you'd poke your neighbor and say, give me $100 and I'll pay you back two, and you would be 9,908, what would that be? 98, anyway, you'd be a lot better off. How's that? $9,800 better off. And you know what? If you really believe me, you would borrow it if you had to give, because you're going to get a hundredfold return. When the Lord says that there is no person in Mark chapter 10, somewhere around verse 30 or something, it says there is no man that hath left house or lands or father or mother or brother or sister for my sake, but what he shall receive a hundredfold in this life. In this life, not just in the one to come, but in this life. That's the promise of God. If that's true, which it is, then you know the only reason a person wouldn't give is because they really don't believe. They don't honor what God says. They are leaning onto their own understanding. They're saying, I need this money. This is mine. Instead of honoring God. That's a spiritual law. And you aren't going to prosper. You aren't going to get the blessing of God. You might win the lottery. You might be the one out of 450 million people who won the lottery, but you aren't going to have the blessing of God flowing in your life unless you start cooperating with the spiritual laws that govern prosperity, which is give and it shall be given unto you. Honor the Lord and it'll be poured out. You have to start cooperating with this and get involved in the laws of God to be able to see this blessing flow. And if you don't do that, you're going to be one of those that sits there, and when a crisis hits, you pray, and oh God, don't you love me? And sure He loves you. And if it gets bad enough, right before you're drug away to the poorhouse, right before your house is repossessed, after you've spent 2 months being awake, struggling with all of these things and worrying and obsessing, then you'll get a miracle at the midnight hour and God will pull you through. And you'll wonder, why does it seem like I'm always living from crisis to crisis? Because you're trying to receive miracles from God instead of getting involved in the blessing and starting flowing in the blessing.
That is the gospel truth.
That is the gospel truth. If you want to receive God's best, you're going to have to start learning that a miracle isn't His best. Now, if you're in a situation where you know, have had something happen, say, for instance, you're dying and the doctor says you only have a week to live, a miracle may be best for you right now. And so you have to have a miracle to get over it. But then don't go back to doing the things that allowed the devil to put the cancer there in the first place. Don't go back to worrying and obsessing. Don't go back to being depressed and discouraged. Don't go back to being rebellious and mean and ornery. Go to honoring people and doing things. Go back to letting your heart be merry. A merry heart does good like a medicine. Get involved in the blessings of God. Start flowing in the things of God so that you can prevent it. But there's a lot of people that they just go and they let a doctor cut out the cancer, cut out parts of their body. They live without things, and then it comes back and they go get something else cut back. You only got so many parts, amen. Eventually, you're going to run out of things that they can throw away. There's a better way. And there's not a lot of people that have tapped into the blessings of God. They're just living from crisis to crisis. It's always temporary, and it's not as abundant. When they got the old corn of the land, who wouldn't have rather had grapes that are so big that you have to carry one cluster on a pole between two men? Man, crops that are growing, and the land was like the Garden of Eden. Anything would grow. Who wouldn't rather have that abundance than a little tiny wafer that evaporated by noon every day and was gone? A blessing will get you by, but it'll never be abundant. But in the promised land, there was such an abundance, but it took labor. They had to cooperate with the seasons. They had to plant at a certain time. They had to weed their gardens. They had to keep the animals out. There was things that they had to do. And you know what? There's a lot of people that rather than accept this responsibility would rather just sit there and with their feet propped up watching As a Stomach Turned on television. And when they get in trouble, oh God, I'm believing you for a miracle. It takes effort to cooperate in the blessings. It takes effort to get in there and learn the spiritual laws and do the things that you've got to do to see the blessing of God work in your life. Amen or oh me. Well, that's powerful. And I tell you, there's a lot more that I've got to share on this, but I'm about out of time here today. But if you could just get this concept that miracles, sometimes there needs to be a combination of the two. Sometimes we find ourselves in such bad situation that we need a miracle from God to even get back up to ground level and get started. And so if you need a miracle, praise God, receive one. Pray for one and get one. But ultimately get to a place to where, God, I pray that I never have to have another miracle in my life. I pray that I
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on how to receive God's best. This 5-part teaching series was recorded at our 2011 Houston Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1072 for CD or R3215D for DVD when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The second CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RK-163 titled Crisis and Miracles when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111, and our web address is awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to invite you to become a partner with Andrew Womack Ministries to help support this radio program and all of the other outreaches. You know, you could visit our website and learn a lot more about what's happening, but this ministry is impacting the world. There is much more than just this radio broadcast. We have a television program that reaches 2.2 billion people potential around the world. 15 Bible colleges. There's a lot of things happening, but you know, it takes a lot of money, especially when we give our materials away to those people who are in need. So if you've been blessed by this ministry and if you'd like to see it continue and be a blessing to someone else, please pray about partnership and then call us at 719-635-1111 and say you'd like to become a partner.